Now we've realized that, you know, if we can be responsible defensively and use our skill in the offensive zone, we can get some opportunities there and add another, you know, asset to our game.
Does it feel like you guys have the four lines going right now? It seems like every line is contributing.
Yeah, I think, you know, we all feel like that at any point in the game. Any line can go out there and do the job, whether it's, you know, the first or the fourth. So I think having that mentality and that depth is something very important, especially in this conference.
So what did you say to Buff when after you found out that it was your goal?
That was funny. After the game, we looked at it together, and, you know, he was giving me a hard time telling me that I didn't touch it. And then we watched the replay together, and he was just like, yeah, okay. So we had a good little moment there together, and we'll move on. And I don't really feel bad. He's got a pretty good resume, so he'll be all right.
Can you talk a little bit about the maybe the defensive lapses that happened as the game progressed? Good start in the first period, but then you know, some struggles with turnovers in the second and third.
Yeah, I think Coach kind of definitely stressed on it that we played to the score a little bit. We definitely came out with a mindset and a mentality to play on our toes, play fast and physical at home, and, you know, to go up with that lead, maybe we, you know, we kind of sat back a little bit, and that's something we'll definitely learn from. So if we can, you know, start the way we did and continue that type of play, that's something that's going to help us be successful.
Is getting the good start something that coach is trying to, you know, convey to you guys, the message overall?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was beaten into us first 10 games. It was something, you know, everybody was all over. So I think definitely having good starts is important for us, and especially in this building. You know, we feel like we have one of the best advantages at home in the NHL, and to come out and put a poor 20 minutes in to start is kind of a shame. So I think we want to use that crowd and use the momentum and the advantage we have and by coming out and playing strong.
So is Coach hoping now, you know, or to convey the message to you guys, getting consistent efforts, you know, put two games together, something this team's kind of struggled to do?
Yeah, you know, I definitely think we've taken steps in the last few weeks, and I think being more consistent and playing a certain way all the time is the next step for our team, and we have a great challenge tomorrow playing a very good San Jose team to be able to do that.
What sorts of things can you do as a team to be consistent, to get that consistent effort the next night?
Honestly, it's nothing X's and O's. I think it's just accountability within the room. I think every guy, when they put their sweater on, has to make sure that they're ready to go. And I think we've learned the hard way quite a few times on that. And I can assure you the guys will be ready to go. And hopefully that's not an issue for us anymore.
Do you approach a team like San Jose that's so strong? They've had such a great start. Do you approach them differently than any other team?
No. I honestly think, you know, the better team we play, we've had some moments where we've elevated our game against our, you know, good opponents. So I think it's going to be a good challenge for us. You know, if we can come out and play a certain way and, you know, have a good 60-minute effort, I think it'd be a great message we could send to the rest of the league that, you know, we're here to compete.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks.